Headline: Mantra CEO says reckless exchanges caused OM token collapse. Published at 2:28 p.m. UTC, April 14, 2025. This weekend, the price of the Mantra token, OM, lost 90% of its $6 billion market cap, a collapse that, according to its CEO, was the work of centralized exchanges initiating reckless forced closures and not a rug pull. Mantra is a real-world asset RWA project that signed a $1 billion deal with Dubai developers to tokenize various assets, including real estate and data centers. As its price dropped, ex-users speculated that Mantra insiders may have rug-pulled the token and claimed that its Telegram chat was deleted during the drop. However, Mantra CEO John Patrick Mullen refutes these claims. Mullen denied any notion of insider selling and provided a link to the still online Mantra Telegram chat, claiming that its bot briefly shut it down after detecting spam. Who's responsible? Mullen attributes OM's drastic price drop to reckless forced closures initiated by centralized exchanges on OM account holders without warning. He also suggests, without giving names, that one exchange could be responsible and that it likely doesn't begin with a C or a B. Mullen also said the timing of the incident during low liquidity hours points to a degree of negligence at best, or possibly intentional market positioning taken by centralized exchanges. Alphonse reported that Mullen addressed the incident at RWA Summit, claiming large investors using dollar OM as collateral were liquidated, and that a post-mortem is coming soon. Both Binance and crypto investment firm Laser Digital have distanced themselves from OM's token fallout. Look & Chain also notes how 5 hours before the collapse, $12.6 million worth of OM was sent to a wallet linked to venture capitalist Shane Shin. This sum is now worth roughly $1.6 million. Crypto sleuth Zach XBT was also not impressed with one of Mantra's public addresses, while Wu Blockchain highlighted how Mantra has lied about FTX investments in the past. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.